Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Atmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 4th of June. Starting off with Active Energy, which is yet another one of those flash-in-the-pan vertical spike moves that we've seen in this burgeoning bull market in small-cap stocks. So yesterday just shot higher through the previous congestion area around the 0.4 pence level through the 200-day line 0.47 and hitting this line of resistance at around 0.82 from August. Obviously, for most of us, we've missed the boat, but an end-day close above that line at 0.82 plus could give a final stretch to this particular rally up towards 1.1 pence as a best-case scenario. Stop loss in this case back below 0.7 pence really should cover it. So that's the old high of yesterday at that particular level. On to Sion Canode, where you can see that, hopefully you can see in a second, you can see that we've got a gap through the 200-day moving average, had a narrow bear trap as well, bear trap rebound from below that 1.41 low, on this occasion 1.3, so eagle-eyed people would have seen that bear trap. Otherwise, following the gap today, an end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average at 2.84 pence could give the shares a push higher towards the top of a late December resistance line projection up to 5 pence, which is the top of that channel that we've had over the last 6 months. So above 2.84 up to 5 pence, the possible scenario there. Fastjet is next. I thought that this was a company that was sort of on the edge, but apparently, at least in terms of the technicals, we're on a bit of a rebound here. Looking at the price action close up, obviously not for the faint-hearted, but a break of that April resistance line at 0.09 pence could lead us up to the top of that rising January trend channel at 0.22 pence, while we remain above 0.08. But as I said, quite a speculative one there. Less speculative and hopefully more steady and sure is the current setup at Jubilee Metals. Here you can see that the shares are back above the 200-day moving average at 3.5 pence for the first time since early March, i.e. Recouping the post-COVID crash losses. Situation here is hopefully that we're in a wide rising trend channel from November, heading up to around 6.5 pence. That target valid, especially while we hold above the 200-day line, but one could allow down to the 50-day line and the floor of the channel at 2.9 pence in chasing that particular target over the next month or two. A bit of hype regarding Malvern. I think I've covered it before, but worth just checking out where we are now after the hopefully exhaustion gap to the downside. Still gave us a higher low versus late May low versus the early one, so that is a positive. End of day close above the 50-day moving average, the blue line there at 0.33. Could start this stock on the journey towards the top of a rising trend channel from February up to the 0.9 pence level. On to Petromitad, which is rising sharply at the moment, perhaps against the odds, but when I get the stock, we'll see where it's at the moment. Nice push to the 200-day moving average at 3.7 pence. Current situation, probably looking towards a target up to this December resistance line projection at 5 pence initially. That would be hopefully the minimum we'll get in the near term, especially while we remain above 3.4 pence, which was that old March peak. So above 3.4 up to 5 pence, and then ideally the shares progress and try and recoup all the rather significant losses that have been over the last year or so, but looks like a steady start there for Petromitad. A bit of a request here for Novasight. I've gone quiet on the shares over the recent last couple of weeks. Normally when I go quiet, it means that I'm standing back, or maybe I've not quite so much faith in the bull argument as I had before. That proved to be a correct assumption, in the sense that really the shares should have held the 3 to 350 area. They didn't do that, and they didn't hold the 200, the 50-day or the 20-day moving average either. 50-day at 322, 20-day at 309. Currently, we've got a risk of a test for support at this uptrend line from the end of January. That's running at around the 225 level, and that would tie in with the gap that we've got there between 217 and 236 for the share. So possibly one more day of testing for support, but ideally 220 to 230 comes in as lasting support for the shares, and after that they can then regroup and head higher. Overall, the best case scenario would be that we're in a rising trend channel, as I've drawn there, and a break of the 50-day line will eventually take the shares up to the top of the channel at 600 pence. So let's see how that particular situation develops. Open Orphan is next. Solid news from the company today, as we have had on many days in the recent past. Rising trend channel there from March, floor of the channel just shy of 14 pence. And while we remain above that, hopefully heading towards the top of that channel, up towards the 20 pence area over the next month or so. Be cautious on the stock, mate. Wait for either end of day or a weekly close above the 20-day line at 15 pence, or recent intraday June resistance at 16 pence to get that momentum trade effect. Onto Powerhouse Energy, which I'm only including today because every time I seem to chart the stock, somebody comes up with a negative article about it. So let's see whether that instills the same kind of reaction today. But at least looking at the chart itself, this looks like a bullish situation, not a flash in the pan. The reason for saying that is that we've got a bull flag here between 2.6, or a bullish range between 2.6 and 4 pence. That's wholly above the previous resistance at 2 pence. So bull flag above resistance, or bullish consolidation above resistance, is normally a continuation sign. In this case, looking for a top of April trend channel target at 4.5, and valid while we hold above that May support line and 20-day line combination. Next situation is one which has really flown over the last few days. Proton Motor Power, beautiful vertical push there and a gap higher today. Normally the gap higher would suggest that we're getting a bit near, getting a bit toppy, a bit overly enthusiastic, but looking at that resistance line there, I've drawn from April, May last year. Best case scenario target here is up to £1.30, and that could be valid while, but there's no end of day close back below the floor of the latest gap at 62 pence. But clearly not for the faint-hearted in that particular situation. Another stock which is not for the faint-hearted is Webis. It's the last stock of the day here. Here you can see that we've got this bull flag, V-shaped bull flag, as I call it, above old April, late May resistance, April resistance as well. Support coming in there at the 20-day line at 1.43 pence, and above that, looking for a top of January trend channel target as high as 2.8 pence, perhaps even up to 3.5 pence, depending on how you interpret the post-January price action. But at least 2.5 to 3 pence looks to be on the cards for this stock. End of day close above 2 pence would be the momentum trigger for those who are on the cautious side. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.